You know what I might do this week? I might go to the zoo. It's one of those weeks that the weather is just right. I want to go see some animals. I'm just thinking about this because I was on Snapchat during the break, and one of my friends who lives in Georgia went to the zoo today. I like zoos. I like animals.
Zoos are cool.
I might have to do that this week. One thing I won't be doing this week is traveling anywhere, but especially even if I were, wouldn't be on United Airlines. After the incident from a couple nights, it was Sunday night, but it was really yesterday that everything kind of blew up with that. And I'm pretty sure that neither of us have had experiences quite as bad as that that doctor that was forced off of his flight because it had been overbooked. But anyone who's spent any significant amount of time at all flying commercially has had some bad experiences. And so what came to mind today is what the worst is that we can come up with that's happened within our personal lives. Mitch, have you had anything real rough take place?
Well, I've flown a bunch, but I've been pretty lucky. I've only been dealt with one flight delay. That was a long time ago. And it was
one flight delay?
And it was 4 hours, yeah, in Florida.
I mean, that's a long delay, but one.
Just
that's,
one.
Okay.
And I've flown a lot, more than the average person. And but the only real nightmare, I guess you could say, was it was the trip, soccer trip from Michigan coming back to Kansas City. It was a Detroit to KC. We're just about to Kansas City and just rolling in as well as a thunderstorm. And so we're circling the eastern border of Kansas City for 25, 30 minutes, waiting for this thing to pass. Hasn't passed yet. Captain gets on the horn, says, "Hey, running out of fuel. We need to go to Omaha and refuel." Oh, great. It's already midnight.
Yeah, right.
And we're tired. We're ready to get home. Just lost to Central Michigan. So we land in Omaha and refuel, but it takes about an hour.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And so we finally get back to Kansas City and go home in another two-hour bus ride. So that was about it. Got home about 4 a.m., about 3, if I remember right,
yeah,
3.
That's not a great day. Yeah. Not a great day
but
of air travel.
I mean, I'm lucky. I've never seen, like, an outburst from an outraged passenger. I mean, I've never...
Crying babies on
red
eyes?
No, not really. Not really.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I've been really lucky.
All right. I'll say that that's not too bad. Mine, the worst one that I've had actually came earlier this year. It was, and you're going to give me a hard time for this, because you always do.
Hawaii.
It was coming home, okay? Yeah. So that in itself, I mean, you're going home from Hawaii, so it's not that fun of an experience. It was actually my sister and I that we were coming home alone. My parents stayed there for an additional week, and so it was just my sister and I coming home, and we flew the red eye from Maui to Dallas, which went fine. But we get into Dallas about 6 a.m., and then we have a three-hour layover before our flight to Manhattan, so you're just hanging around the Dallas airport. You are really tired, trying to get some sleep. That's kind of rough, but again, that's nothing out of the ordinary. But what was not fun was on our flight from Dallas to Manhattan, we fly into Manhattan, we get 500 feet off the ground from the Manhattan airport, and it's too foggy. The pilot can't see the landing lights. So we take off back up, and we have to go all the way to Joplin. We land in Joplin, Missouri, but this is just getting started because so far it's pretty similar to the experience that you had. So we land in Joplin, and then they figure out that the plane is too big as it is to take off again. So we're just stuck there. And they're trying to figure this out, and we're just sitting there. I have no idea why they were approved to land in Joplin, given that, you know, there should be some signal like, hey, just so you know, if you land here, you might be stuck here. So we're there for like an hour and a half. Finally, they decide, okay, we can get off the ground, but we have to take off half the baggage that's in this plane. So they take off half the baggage. Of course, my bags and my sister's bags are in those. Those then get put on a separate plane that flies back to Dallas. We fly to Manhattan, and then it was another 2 days before those bags that were in Dallas finally get to Manhattan so that we can go back to the airport and pick them up. That was kind of rough. But all that being said, I love flying in and out of Manhattan Airport. It just so happens
it's very convenient.
That when fog is involved, bad things can happen, and we got taken to a place that the runway was too short. So that wasn't very fun. But that's probably the worst experience that I've had. Still nothing in comparison to what happened on United. Where was that at, by the way?
Chicago.
Was that O'Hare?
Not sure.
Hmm. That's
I've never liked United anyway. Yeah, One time I was on the plane, I didn't like it.
It's not rated that highly of an airline,
I don't
Southwest
think. Southwest guy all the way.
I need to fly more Southwest. But I've generally flown a lot of American. All right. Headed to our final break. You got anything you want to tease, Jabroni of the Week?
Former Royal going to be in there.
Okay. Is it my recommendation?
Yeah.
All right.
It's too good to pass up.
Yeah, I agree. Jabroni of the Week finishes off the show next.